none. Susie, if George would leave you alone, we'll let you do, we'll let you do human grants.
I know.
Okay.
Time to.
Thank you.
Take a look at the human service grants for fiscal year 2009. In your packet this week, you got a human service grant schedule along with a letter, and here's copies if you didn't bring yours yet.
Sure didn't bring it. You know you didn't bring it.
Why do we keep making copies?
I don't know. I got a big recycling. It's in here somewhere.
The budget for the human service grants for fiscal year 2009 is the same as 2008. $156,000. We sent out a letter in September asking the typical agencies that we work with to respond with a request letter, and they did. There's really nothing new this year. What we received back, and I'm recommending, is $140,900, which is within the budget. Everyone that responded will get what they received last year, will be awarded that. If they did not respond, then they will not receive any funds, and there are new requests also, and that's listed on the side as the notes that are jotted down, no request or new request.
Right.
It was pretty good with $140,000 that I'm recommending. We still have some leeway for the 14 or so that didn't respond that may. Typically, we get two or three throughout the year. They either hear about it, read about it, and they forget, so they send us a letter, and we've been honoring those. I'll just bring them back to council. Last year, fiscal year 08 was the budget year that we increased the funding for the senior centers and cheer centers. If you remember that, we equalized them all up to $5,000. So they did get a jump in human service grant last year. It's pretty typical.
I have somebody to introduce us?
I have a motion.
Oh, okay.
Any questions?
Lynn, you got a question?
You can take your time to look it over. You can call later if you see something. Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the payment of the human service grants as listed in detail.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second that we approve the human grant request as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. If anybody has any questions, they can certainly call you. Is that correct?
Certainly.
Thank you. Hal?
See, you rush me right.
President, members of council, this evening we have three requests from Sussex County towns for disbursements from your annual municipal police grant fund. The first town is Laurel. They would like to make a complete draw of their $25,000 fund for the purchase of a new police vehicle. The second one is from the town of Milford. They would like to request a disbursement of $1,764 for the purchase of some lighting equipment. That will bring their total grant disbursement so far for this season to $18,204.91. And the third request comes from the town of Blades. They would like to request a full draw of $25,000 that will be dispersed 50% for equipment and 50% for salaries, of which we permit that sort of expenditure. So those three towns would like to appeal to your grant giving nature to request disbursements of the municipal police fund. And the motion would be it moved by Sussex County Council that the towns of Laurel, Milford, and Blades receive the requested amounts from their annual municipal police fund.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second, George.
Second.
Thank you. It's moved second that we approve the grants as requested. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? No, excuse me. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
We have, Mr. President, members of council, we have one request for a wastewater agreement for your consideration this evening. This is Sussex County Project 81-04. Agreement number 883. In this case, the developer is Mr. Scott Cloud of Glen Mills, Pennsylvania. The location will be the east side of Route 1, north of Bethany. This This will be in the sewer district of North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Agreement number 883 is a revision to agreement 723. A swimming pool is added at the north end of the site. The system connection charges total $29,596. We do already have approvals from our engineering department as well as the State Department of Natural Resources. We're expecting 10 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $4,374.45. We're also projecting proposed construction costs of $29,163. Motion to support this action would be ordered as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 883, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and PIO Bethany Lots LP for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Sunrise, aka Caldera Sunrise and Bethany Court Revision 1, located in the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to second that we approve agreement number 883 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, Al.
Come on up, Bill. Everybody's got copies. You don't give it
okay.
You hold that program.
We have copies with a slight change.
That's what we have here?
Yeah.
Yes. Just one half cent.
One half cent.
Finley. More paper.
Thanks. I'm running out. We need a bigger desk over here.
Okay. After you're going, we're cutting back on paper.
That's cool.
Gentlemen, we were here a while back and asked to move forward for a rental program and put together a ordinance. And as the committee rearranged, mostly from in-house again, Dave Lawrence was involved in some of the zoning, Van Milligan for some of the codes, Marlene Gibson from the Housing Authority, who was on the original MPHU, and myself and Brandy. We went over then some guidelines that we anticipated and firmed them up. I'm going to go over briefly some of the basic things, which really not a whole lot of it changed. The need, once again, the ordinance is to provide affordable rental housing to Sussex County residents with low and moderate income. There's many, many statistics from the housing nonprofit and profit side of why it's needed in addressing the housing needs, particularly of the working individuals in Sussex County. Who is eligible must be between the range of 30% to 80% of area median income for Sussex County. I have a tax sheet and it basically is broken down to number and family. I'm not going to read each and every one, but if for the basic guidelines, it's 30% to 80% based on the number and the family, similar to our MPHU. Must be employed for at least 1 year preceding the application. Sussex County employer, because of trying to get new employers in the area and help that can go along with it, can be waived by the director and county administrator based on case by case for the waiver of the 1 year. Must occupy the unit as the tenant's principal residents during the lease period. The rental price is based 25% of the totally gross monthly income of the whole household. And then there's a breakdown of bedroom sizes, 1 to 2 for efficiency, 1 to 2 for 1 bedroom, 2 to 4 for 2 bedrooms, etc. Project requirements. Must be at least 25 units. And 25 to 64 units would be 40% they would have to give to SCRP, which is Suscano County Rental Program inventory. Applicants with 65 or more units must contribute 15% to the SCRP inventory with a minimum of 26 units with the calculations over 65. All partials proposed projects must be in qualified land, same as the MPHU. The 30-year control period cannot be transferred, sold. The unit runs for 30 years with agreement by Sussex County and the developer. They must be fully integrated in the community, basically the same as the MPHU. The developer would get a 20% bonus density, not to exceed 12 units per acre, and they would get an expedited review, or the basic requirements. And it is, most of it is similar to that. It is amendment to the MPHU housing code, correct, Jim, or addition to the regular chapter 72. That's it.
Questions of Bill before we introduce?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this on page 7 where you talked about the minimum number of units.
Mm-hmm.
You had 64 units.
Right.
40% of them have to be of those
right.
in this package of the
right.
rental pack, right?
Mm-hmm. 7222 you're talking about.
So that's like about
25
units. 64?
25, right?
Minimum of 26.
Yeah, that's why we went minimum of 26. You might be looking at the old one. That was the one short sentence we needed to
update. I'm looking at the one just handed out, I think.
Okay.
And then it's, so if somebody builds something with 100 units, uh-huh. and they only have to contribute 15%.
With a minimum of 26.
With a minimum of 26.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So if somebody builds 64, gets to have to put 25 in. If they build 100, they only got to put 26 in. Right. Wouldn't you think there'd be more if they had 100 units?
15% of 100.
Like, it says.
10 is.
25% of 100 would be 25.
Got to be 26 units.
26.
Yeah, got to be a minimum of 26.
We wanted to cut it down for larger projects.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we didn't have the minimum in there, so we put the minimum in so they. Yeah. Had
so whether you build well, you get 25 units if you build 64, and if right. you build 100, you get 26. You only get one more unit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I would think you'd get more.
But the rationale was there is that everybody wouldn't come, and Mr. Cole, you use it a lot, every developer wouldn't come for the expedited review bonus density and stay below 25, 20 units or something and say, hey, here's my project, I want to come.
Right.
And we certainly wouldn't get that many units more, 26, you're right, but at least it would be more dense in one area, whether they were going to do 100 units.
Right.
You're saying we should get more of it, and maybe
I would think.
Either got to lower the standard on the he preferred to lower the standard.
No, I don't know.
Raise the standard on the 100 is what you're saying, George.
No, I don't know. This if somebody builds 64 units, that's going to take up quite a piece of ground. I mean, it's easy probably to find a piece of ground to put 64 units on. And you have to have. You'll get 25 units. Then a guy does 100 units, and we've only gained one unit.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
You haven't gained much after the guy gets 100 units.
But that's 18 units.
What's his bonus density if he builds 100 units? What was the bonus density?
20%. It's just straight 20% for everybody.
Right.
So maximum of 12 units.
Right.
Per acre.
So that'd be 20 versus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it would be more.
Seems well, I think they picked a drop dead probably the number, mm-hmm. and you know the 26 really should be, you know, is the minimum on the 100 unit is what it is, and they did 64. If you want to pick the number, then that's the breaks of the game, and that's what you got to do. Okay, any other questions?
We can look at it during public hearing.
That's why we got a public hearing,
right?
Okay, I guess. I'll introduce it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.